the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Lakeshore is under a shroud of clouds right now, but the sun will break through as this afternoon goes along, and the weekend is very, very promising. A look at Allen's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. During last night's Holland City Council meeting, members joined with the Holland BPW Board in ratifying a new 30-year electric franchise agreement with Laketown Township. The deal was similar to those struck with Holland, Park, and Fillmore Townships, according to BPW General Manager Dave Koster, without a pilot clause that Laketown had wanted, which wasn't in the other PACs.
Now we have a franchise ordinance from Laketown Township that has uniformity with the other townships. And we're here to celebrate the fact that those customers in Laketown Township that came forward and made their wishes known are going to be able to continue to be customers of the BPW.
Mayor Kurt Dykstra said that the ramifications of getting this loose end tied go beyond just keeping these customers in the fold.
As we go into the bonding market for the new power plant that we're about to build, we can represent to those people who are interested in purchasing these bonds that we have not only a stable supply of electricity, but a stable supply of customers as well, and that these customers will be with us for a long time.
Consumers Energy supplies electricity for the vast majority of Laketown Township and would have absorbed the 630 affected residents in the far northwest corner of that community had the BPW deal fallen through. After that arrangement was solidified, Holland will be buzzing in more ways than one. City Council last night approved allowing residential beekeeping inside of the Tulip City limits.
GVSU Professor Anne Marie Favell says it's good to know that more people are interested in beekeeping.
This resurgence of hobby beekeepers is perhaps a little bit of a light hope that honeybees are going to be, you know, hopefully on the upswing. And so for cities like Holland to pass an ordinance like this and encourage the hobby of beekeeping is absolutely wonderful, because it's actually a very big problem, and we're hoping that hobbyists can really help in that concept.
The beekeeping ordinance was approved with an amendment that the first honeybee permit would be for a period of 3 years and renewals would have a duration of 2 years. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
The Zeeland East High School community is mourning the death of an 11th grader-to-be. Yesterday, Gazelle Correa succumbed to injuries suffered when she was struck by an SUV in a darkened U.S. 31 near Lakewood Boulevard on Holland's north side. According to Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Steve Austin, the teen was apparently getting a bike ride from an 18-year-old friend, Rudy Sanchez, around 2 a.m. on Tuesday morning.
As Gazelle was riding on the back pegs of the BMX-style bike, she apparently panicked and jumped off the bike and was struck by a southbound vehicle.
Sanchez was not hurt, nor was the driver of the vehicle. Counselors were on hand yesterday at the school during student registration to talk with grieving students, teachers, and staff, and will be available for the next week and a half. Funeral arrangements were pending as this day began. Less than 2 weeks before the start of a new school year across Michigan, public educators have to deal with a new grading system, but it's not for their students, though. It's for their districts. The State Department of Education is now issuing school accountability scorecards. Instead of filing adequate yearly progress reports as part of the federal No Child Left Behind program. According to Department spokesman Martin Ackley, this traffic light coding from green to red provides an easy way to identify strengths and weaknesses in districts and schools.
To kind of give schools an idea of how they are educating our kids, how well they're doing it, getting all kids at achieving at higher levels.
Even though this new grading is more flexible, only 3% of the schools statewide are in the green.
They're doing well in some areas with some populations of their students, but there's more work to do, like students with disabilities or students who are economically disadvantaged, you know, groups of students that need more assistance, more help to learn.
Along the Lakeshore, Saugatuck, Hamilton, and West Ottawa are in yellow, Holland and Fenville are in orange, and Zeeland is in red. With two of the four State House representatives representing the Lakeshore term limited after next year, hopefuls for their seats are starting to angle for position now. Former Allegan County Commissioner Terry Burns is campaigning for the spot currently occupied by Bob Janetsky. Now, with Joe Havman out of time in the legislature, one-time Holland City Councilman Sean Miller wants to take his place.
This is a spirit-led journey. It's a halftime journey in my life, and it's a change from my entrepreneurial endeavors to really wanting to serve the community that I've come to call home.
Miller opted not to run for re-election 2 years ago. after he was appointed to serve the final few months of departed at-large Councilman Jerome Thomas Kobus's term.
It really helped me to understand what big decisions are made with so few people involved. And I understand it's a representative government, but the average person is just not terribly engaged.
The other two local House lawmakers are expected to run for re-election, with Amanda Price still eligible for one more two-year term, while Roger Victory is currently in his first of three terms. The man who wanted to be Michigan's next governor and then the state's next U.S. senator isn't going back into the political fray again. In an effort to give her campaign a boost, former Holland Congressman Pete Hoekstra announced yesterday that he is supporting fellow Hope College graduate Terry Lynn Lane's U.S. Senate candidacy.
She was a very active supporter of my campaign. But more importantly, it's not about her support of me. I think she'd make a great senator. She's got a long track record of public policy involvement at the state level. She knows this state very well. I think she could make and will make an outstanding U.S. senator.
Hoekstra stepped down from Capitol Hill in 2000 in a failed gubernatorial bid, and then was trounced by incumbent Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow in last year's election.
My name was never in that mix. Diane and I, we've run two statewide races. We're not doing that again.
Land, the former Michigan Secretary of State from Byron Center, is the only announced Republican candidate thus far, while Democrats are apparently rallying behind Congressman Gary Peters in the race to replace Carl Levin. A possible vote on Medicaid expansion could be taken in the Michigan Senate next week.
The Michigan House has already passed a Medicaid expansion as part of federal health care reform efforts. Jim Haveman, head of the Michigan Department of Community Health, says he believes there is enough support in the Senate for the measure to pass.
Senator Richardville, the Senate Majority Leader, is going to move it for a vote. I don't know if there'll be a vote on one plan, two plans, or three plans. We believe the House bill will pass and then be concurred by the House right after Labor Day.
He says when everything is finally set up, the new health insurance exchanges will be available for viewing online at healthcare.gov.
Sam Harold, WHTC News.
Governor Steiner will campaign for his Healthy Michigan initiative in a televised town hall meeting in Grand Rapids tonight. After splitting the first two games of the series with Minnesota, the Tigers look to take the set when they host the Twins this afternoon. Justin Verlander gets the pitching call for Detroit. Coverage with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price from Comerica Park is at 12:40 p.m. on 1450 WHTC. The Cubs look to salvage a split of a four-game series with Washington when they entertain the Nationals at Wrigley Field this afternoon. Travis Wood is the scheduled Chicago starter. The White Sox hope to complete a three-game series sweep in Kansas City with another victory over the Royals at Kauffman Stadium this evening. Chicago sends Jose Quintana to the mound in KC. Down by five links for the last Midwest League playoff berth with just 13 games remaining, the Whitecaps are in must-win mode when they face the Hot Rods tonight at Bowling Green. Hear all the action with Ben Chiswick at 7:55 p.m. on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. The Lions have their final home tune-up before the start of the regular season, their third preseason game overall, when they welcome Tom Brady and the New England Patriots to a sold-out Ford Field in Detroit this evening. Bears travel to Oakland today. They'll take on the Raiders at the O.co Coliseum tomorrow night. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for gradual clearing this afternoon and a high of 82, partly cloudy tonight, low 59. Tomorrow, abundant sunshine, high 82, and then a sunny Saturday, high 84. More sun than clouds on Sunday, high 86. Water temperature 68, green flag is flying. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.